Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1757, the topic is nutrition, and the title is Using Time Blocks for Easier Macronutrient Tracking. So if you're doing some food tracking, if you're tracking your macros, this tip will make it a lot easier. And this is something I discuss with my clients all the time. This is very normal for us in terms of the way in which we approach tracking macros. Now, typically, when we decide what to track, we start with calories and protein. They are by far the most impactful nutrients, and that's, so why not start there, essentially. Now, on our website, if you go to www.brutalirongym.com, we have a page that is titled Free Nutrition Education. On that page, the first document is titled Create Your Own Nutrition Program. You can actually view and print that document. It has a podcast to listen to, and then it explains calories, like how to find the right calorie range for whatever your goal is, whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to stay the same weight but have more muscle, less fat, whether it's to build muscle in terms of like gaining weight, whatever the goal is. It'll help you find the right calories. It'll help you find the right protein. It then talks about this concept of distribution, which is also termed meal timing. So this is a great place to start. This is where I have all of my clients start. Even my really high-level elite clients, we start at this. Now, we're going to very quickly add things like sugar, maybe timing of carbohydrates and fats. We might get into actual specific foods. But everyone starts with calories and protein. That document on our website will help you understand what your calories and protein should be. Then, what you get into is distribution. When do you eat those calories and those grams of protein, which is typically how we measure them? And that refers to distribution or meal timing. There are two ways in which I initially promote people to think of macronutrient timing, meal timing. And that is, one theory is what we call thirds, and another theory we call half and quarters. Or half quarter quarter. The idea is we break the day down into three sections. For the most part, people are going to be sleeping 6 to 8 hours a night. So we don't have to think of a day in 24-hour segments. That's actually where most people get in trouble, is they try to track their food all day and either try to track it throughout the day, they miss a meal here or there, but typically by the end of the day, they're way off and they either don't know it, so they just eat dinner, whatever it is, they plug it in at the end of the day and then realize nothing was good, or they're so far off before dinner that they track, check, and then they realize they can't fix it. The idea by tracking the day in sections is so that way you kind of manage the day as it's going, and therefore you don't end the day really far behind. So since we do sleep, say, 6 to 8 hours, that means that we have roughly 16 to 18 hours that we're going to be awake. How I promote people to break that apart is to think of the day in three sections of roughly 5 to 6 hours. You can use, you know, a little bit shorter, a little bit longer, depending on what events you have throughout the day. But when you wake up, the first 5 or 6 hours of the day is the first one third of the day. Then the middle 5 to 6 hours of the day is the middle third of the day, the second third. And then the final 5 to 6 hours of the day is the final third of the day. So in order to increase accuracy of our tracking, it is better for us, instead of tracking the day as in whole, is to track each third section. So the idea of the distribution being broken into sections makes it easier to track throughout the day, so that way you're more accurate by the end of the day. And it also helps balance daily energy and workout energy, as well as digestion in most cases. There are cases in which sometimes people have different timing constraints for optimal digestion, but those are usually more special case scenarios. So for most people, thinking of breaking your day into sections, into time blocks, is going to really help. Not only have you be more accurate, but it's going to help you feel better throughout the day, have good workout energy, better digestion, all the good stuff. So as an example, one of the clients I was explaining it to recently, his diet allows for 2,400 to 2,800 calories a day. So he eats between 2,400 and 2,800 calories a day. and his target protein is 180 grams. He's been struggling to get consistent around that number, so I didn't put a cap on it. But sometimes I will give people a range for protein, say 180 to 220 grams. Every once in a while, I'll have somebody who's, you know, hell-bent on building muscle, and they eat way too much protein. It then restricts the amount of carbs and fats they can eat. They don't have great energy for workouts. Their performance is low. Therefore, their stimulus to build new muscle is low. And they're actually shooting themselves in the foot in regards to trying to build muscle by over-consuming protein. Because then they're not having great workouts, and then the protein isn't getting used. So there are times in which we would want to have a minimum and a maximum to protein, as much as we would have a minimum and a maximum to calories. So in this example, for this client, I explained to them that if their range for calories is 2,400 to 2,800, and then they have 180 grams of protein, if we break the day down into three sections, if we do our time blocks, that means they want to consume roughly about 800 calories and 60 grams of protein. In each block, if they eat roughly 800 calories and 60 grams of protein, that'll put them around somewhere between that 2,400 to 2,800 calories and 180 grams of protein. So that's the idea. So per 5 to 6 hours, they just ask themselves, hey, in the next 5 or 6 hours, I want to make sure I eat 800 calories and 60 grams of protein. That's the target. So they're not trying to think of the whole day. They're just trying to think of the next 5 to 6 hours. That makes it really nice because that is easier to manage. And what also is nice about that is you only have to think of usually one or two meals within that time block. In a 5 to 6 hour span, we can make up the calories and protein within that time span in however many meals we want. 1, 2, 3, 7, whatever you want. But typically in a 5 to 6 hour block, people are going to eat one meal, maybe two. Maybe a meal and a snack, you know, or maybe it's around a workout time. So they'll have a meal and then like a pre-workout or something like that. You want to break it down and just say, hey, anywhere in this next 5 to 6 hours, however I get it in, I want to eat a third of my calories and a third of my protein. Much easier. And then how you do on that block, say you hit your targets, great. You just forget about that now. In the next 5 to 6 hours, you worry about the next 5 to 6 hours. You just manage per 5 to 6 hour time block. You're only having to manage 1 to 2 meals at a time. You're not trying to add up throughout the entire day to say, okay, for dinner I have how many calories left, but how many grams of protein do I need? Okay, so I only have allowance for 200 calories, but I have to get 100 grams of protein. That's typically what happens. We get to dinner and we either have not enough calories and way too much protein to try to make up, and it doesn't even make sense. It's not even possible. Or maybe you undereat during the day. You get to the end of the day and you're like, oh, crap, this is so much food that there's no possible way I can make up by the end of the day. So the idea of the time blocks is if you manage each section of the day, you don't get to the end of the day and then say, oh crap, I can't fix this. So the idea is to think of the day in sections, and we call them time blocks, and that allows you to manage the day in smaller chunks. That helps lower stress, and it helps increase accuracy. That's the idea. Now, one of the other ways, like I said, I mentioned the thirds concept. The other one that we use is half, quarter, quarter, or half and quarters. We just kind of name it whatever. Either one of those. The idea is for that is we want to load more calories and protein into one of the three time blocks of the day. Now, this would be typically if somebody wants to maximize performance or aesthetics. They're a little more advanced in what we're tracking. So this is, you know, kind of like later steps kind of thing. But in the time block that includes their workout, we would aim for half of their total calories and protein. And then in the time blocks away from their workout, we would only aim for a quarter and a quarter. So let's say the person works out in the morning. In the first 5 to 6 hours, they're going to get half their daily calories and protein all within that 5 to 6 hours. And then the two remaining 5 to 6 hour time blocks, they just do a quarter and a quarter. And, you know, 50% plus 25% plus 25% equals up to 100. If somebody works out, say, midday, they would do a quarter of their calories and protein in the first time block. Then they would do half their calories and protein in that middle time block when they work out, and then a quarter of their calories and protein in the end of the day when they're not working out. So the idea of the half court a quarter is when somebody wants to more so peak their performance and or aesthetics. So we're looking past, say, a general just way of life of eating, and we're going to have this be a little more complicated, a little more annoying, but they're willing to do that because they want more out of it. So some clients, they're just trying to find a healthy way to eat for the rest of their life. That's the thirds concept. That works really well. If somebody's a performance athlete or aesthetic athlete, then we typically focus more towards that half quarter quarter. Sometimes maybe they, you know, don't feel comfortable at 50, 25, 25 in regards to percentages. So maybe we do 30, 40, 30, you know, that kind of thing. You just play with it a little bit, but the idea is that the time block that includes their training will have higher calories and protein in it. So that way they're better fueled to not only perform well, but also recover well from that training. So the use of time blocks is extremely helpful because it really allows you to better manage your day because you just manage it per section. If you get a section good, you forget about it and you move on. Easy, easy peasy, right off your mind. If in that first time block or one of the time blocks, say you're a little low in calories, try to make it up in the next one. You're a little low in protein, try to make it up in the next one. So it gives you more feedback throughout the day. And it allows you to break down the day instead of this huge, overwhelming whole day that we're supposed to track. We just track each individual section. So it's very helpful for lowering stress and increasing accuracy. So I definitely would recommend that you try that technique. Now, again, you can go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Go to the free nutrition education page. Click on the first link that says create your own nutrition program. Follow, like listen to the podcast, follow the advice. Get the right number of calories you should be having, the right number of protein you should be having. Try these time block things. Put it all to use. If you have any questions, if you need any help, I'm always available. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. And on our website, we have like a contact us page section on the bottom of like every page. So you can always email me from the website as well. Okay. Well, if you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.